The North Pacific Fishery Management Council yesterday directed its staff to do a scientific review of evidence that some areas of the Bering Sea are such rich fish habitat they should be protected. The council was looking at close to 30,000 letters and comments from tribes, environmental groups, and even a supermarket chain, urging them to protect Pribilof and Zemchong Canyons, APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The canyons are located where the seafloor drops down from the continental shelf north and south of the Pribilof Islands. This so-called shelf break area has long been known to be biologically rich due to the upwelling of cool waters from the depths. The corals, sponges, and fish along the rim of the undersea canyons have now been exhaustively mapped by submersibles launched from boats owned by the Greenpeace Foundation. They took high-resolution images systematically along straight lines up and down the canyon walls, about 1.5 square miles of imagery. Marine biologist John Hosevar piloted one of those submersibles and says this density of observation revealed a very rich biological area.
What our study brings to the table that is new is that we can show the density of corals in Pribilof and Zemchug Canyon is higher than most other places in the world where people have looked.
The 2007 dives defined new areas for known corals and other species, as well as discovering new species. Work is still going on at the University of Alaska Fairbanks to genetically confirm how many new species, but diver Michelle Ridgway says they've confirmed several, including a new kind of sea star and probably a number of sponges. The data used to manage the Bering Sea comes almost entirely from test fisheries and catch data. Hosevar says the systematic sort of survey data Greenpeace has provided is a substantial upgrade.
We actually have more information now with these surveys about the canyons than we do anywhere else in the Bering Sea.
The North Pacific Council did act in 2006 to make large areas of the deeper Bering Sea waters off limits to trawling. But it said more information was needed before it was ready to consider protecting the two canyons along the shelf break. It was a year later when Greenpeace, using its own fleet of vessels and with help from the Aspenwood Foundation, did the survey. Hosevar is Greenpeace's Oceans Campaign Director. And even though it's taken 6 years to get the council to take a second look, he expects the process to accelerate now.
It's going to take some time to get through that, but my hope is that we're looking at a process that could result in new conservation measures within a year and a half.
Greenpeace made a presentation of its data last week after hours in one of the council's meeting rooms, and much of the groundfish trawl industry was in the audience. The reception was polite and even cordial at times. The industry has little interest in the deeper waters of the canyons, but the survey did find some trawl scars. Hosevar says on a strictly scientific basis, he thinks the survey provides a convincing case for what they call habitat conservation areas, because the habitat of the canyon rim looks to be important for the fish stocks the fleet depends on.
We don't fully understand the stock structure, what types of habitat they depend on, at which life cycles. There's an awful lot that we don't know. And that's part of why we feel strongly that, you know, to protect jobs and income as well as the ecosystem, we need to set aside representative portions of these habitats as a insurance policy to make sure we don't make a costly mistake.
Councilmember Sam Cotton says they basically agreed to start the process pretty much along the lines of what their advisory panel recommended. Along with environmental groups and tribes, Safeway Supermarkets weighed in with a comment, urging the council to be precautionary about productive marine habitat. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.